Hey, Mama, is the number one dream in your heart to have more time to be present with your kids? Do you wish you could be present enough to help create and instill godly character, yet you are so busy with work, drowning in the to-dos, the laundry, and the carpool lines? Hi, I'm Michelle, a mom to three energetic kids, wife to an amazing guy, and daughter of the king. For years, I tried to manage my home while struggling to still have time to pour into my kids. The guilt was overwhelming, and the to-do list just kept growing. And I was completely overwhelmed and stressed until I realized that I could create systems in my life and my motherhood that would change everything. In this podcast, you will learn time management, batching, habit stacking, setting boundaries, home organization, outsourcing, and you better believe we are going to be dishing out some chores so we can create hours of intentional time to pour into our kids, since that is our number one priority as vibrant moms. Grab that lukewarm coffee. Let's stop time. Hey, friends. I'm excited you're here with me today. Thank you so much for listening. Today, we're going to be talking about if you struggle with time management. Maybe you're running around in circles in your business, or you find yourself jumping from task to task. It's hard to stay in that same headspace, right? So how do you find time for reflection and date nights and really protecting your energy over the course of your week and being busy and trying to manage kids and also try to manage a business? All the things, right? You have a special treat today to listen into a live coaching call I did with Julia as we mapped out her week, and we created a personalized schedule for her that fit her needs and solved a lot of problems that she had that you might also have in your business. This episode is a bit on the long side since we had fun and rambled and talked. So make sure that you listen to it and have fun, but maybe break it up if it is a bit too long or listen to it on a bit faster speed. But you definitely don't want to miss the end because Julia gives some really great advice and great takeaways. After we'd mapped out her schedule and all the things and talked, so she just talks about how it was really important to take a look at her schedule and how she knew that there was something wrong in her schedule that needed to change. She's a super busy mom of two little kiddos and running her own business. She's moved a lot. They don't have a lot of family close by. And she just was feeling overwhelmed with trying to fit everything into her schedule. She knew her schedule the way it was wasn't working, and there were definitely issues, but she wasn't sure how to get to that other side and how to get that schedule that she'd always dreamed about, where she could go take walks on the beach and go have date nights with her husband. So if that is something that you know you are struggling with as well, if you're kind of thinking through, there's something in my schedule that just isn't working. I just wish I had time for this and I can never fit it in. Or I just feel like I'm working over the weekends and then I'm taking time away from my family. If you need help revamping your schedule, I would love to work with you. So listen to this really fun coaching call that Julia and I did, and you can just listen to how we mapped out her new schedule. But if you need some help mapping out your schedule, definitely contact me and I would love to work with you. You can reach me at coaching, C-O-A-C-H-I-N-G at birdmichelle, B-Y-R-D-M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E.com. And I'd love to hang out. We can map out a personalized schedule for you and get your schedule working the way you've always dreamed. All right, without further ado, we'll jump into our coaching call. Enjoy. I'm super excited just to hang out with you because you're amazing. So tell me some of the things that you mentioned your two biggest struggles are with productivity and kind of time management. So around those, what kind of things are you specifically struggling with?
I already feel like I manage my time kind of poorly. And I try my best not to, but it's easy for me to go down a rabbit hole and then forget what I'm doing. And because, for example, I have a lot of clients that I find, or they find me through Facebook, or they're messaging me on Facebook. I have to go into Facebook a couple of times a day just to check in and see what's going on, you know? When you know that you go to Facebook with a mission, and then 5 notifications later, you're like, why am I here? And then you lose a train of thought and you log off and you're like, that's it. And you go back in. So I find myself doing that quite a bit. But that would be like my biggest thing is I can get easily distracted. So one of my goals, like I really set with God, especially like this past Saturday, it was my God day. I have like this day set aside that I like, these are my sit with God days. And he was like, girlfriend, you gotta like batch your days out. And I'm like, okay, let's do this. So that is my ultimate goal, is to batch my days. And I'm looking for ways to like really streamline everything. I feel like I have a good system going with my clients. I have multiple clients. I think I have like 5 or 6 clients right now. So it's a lot of people's podcasts that I have to manage. I have people on my team, so I'm not doing everything on my own, but I still am the last person to go in, listen to the episode. I go in and I check the show notes and I juice it up a little bit. I make sure that the keyword research, it's all there so that everything is SEO optimized and all that. So bottom line is there's a lot that I have to do, you know, especially me being like the last person who checks the episode before the episode goes live. So I really just have to find a method to like streamline it all, because I can't keep doing this game of checking it back and forth and multiple accounts and like going to Facebook or whatever, you know?
So what are the steps when you have a client and they're like, okay, before they launch that episode, what kind of things do you need to get done that you sign off on the last things? Like you said, the show notes, you're checking their key SEO and so forth. And then you said you're listening to the episode to make sure that's all good, probably checking if they edited it and those kind of things.
Here's what it looks like.
So
they drop the episode into Google Drive. Okay. And then I have the editor go in and the editor will go ahead and edit everything out and make it perfect for them. And then I have a second person comes in and write the show notes. And then I have a third person comes in and she could be doing the final sweep of the listening and like making sure like that the keywords are there. You know, she's the person who really understands SEO. So she's my SEO specialist and she optimizes everything. But then I go in last and I could possibly like not have to listen to the episode one more time, but I really want to understand the essence of the episode to make sure that the show notes are written correctly. So I really don't see, it's not like a control thing, because obviously I don't have a problem outsourcing and hiring help. It really is like quality control. It's my business. It's my mastermind, right? So I have to listen to the episode, even though I listen to it on 2X, whatever, like that's not the problem, right? But I have to go in and like look at the show notes and make sure that everything's there. And usually like there's always something that I do to the copy. So I can never just say, okay, I'm going to copy and paste and upload. Like I am the last person to check everything and make sure that it's perfect. And then I have somebody else on my team who does like all the social media graphics for them. So she'll go in and she'll recycle the podcast and turn those into IG graphics for them. So then I'll go in and check, make sure that it looks on brand for the client and the essence is still there, that it has to sound like the client wrote it, right? It has to sound like their brand. It can't sound like me. So yeah. Does that answer your question? I feel like I rambled a lot.
Yeah, no, that was great. Cause it gives me a good view of like, okay, these are the steps that you have to take, even though you're outsourcing them. When you sit down, which things do you have to do? I'm sure you're batching some of that, but you're also probably scheduling it so it goes out. You know, it's not going to, you're probably scheduling it a ways out.
Yes.
When your clients send you stuff, do they send it batched? Like they send you 5 episodes at one time or?
Yeah, they definitely batch. And I get on my clients because I explain to them that emergencies happen, life happens. So we need to batch out a month in advance. And because I'm doing everything, right? Like all they have to sit down and record, they have the bandwidth to like batch everything out and send it to me. So that's not the problem. And then, of course, we always have a client or two that are like waiting till the last minute. But for the most part, I would say 90% of my clients are like, here are all the episodes, because their brains are also thinking in batch mode. So that's not the issue at all. Like I definitely have the episodes there, at least a month in advance.
Great. It's just that last minute before you put it up, you have to go through everything and then dump it in.
Right. Correct. And then of course, with that comes, you know, if they're doing a launch or something, you know, like I am helping them through that. So there's another component to my services, which is I sit down with them once a month at the end of the month and we look at, are we doing any launches? Like, let's map out content for the upcoming months. All they have to do is record the episode and send it to me, but I'm still very much involved in their businesses. I need to understand their businesses. Most of the time, I'm their ICA somehow. So it's easy for me to help them, but like I'm very involved in their businesses. There's right. so many layers to this. Like the more I talk, I'm like, I am part of their businesses, you know?
Right. It's just like an onion because you have,
yes.
okay, I've helped you with all these podcasts, but I'm sure they're going to launch or they probably have a strategy of what things they're going to sell. And so then maybe they have a workshop that's coming up mm-hmm. or they have other ways, other monetization stuff that yeah. they're trying to fit in.
Right. And sometimes I'm the one who pushes and I'm like, okay, it's time for a workshop. It's time for us to do something here. You know, so sometimes I'm the one who's like pushing them and giving them the ideas too. Here's the thing. I need to ground myself. Like I literally hug trees when I'm like, I'm so overwhelmed. I literally go outside and I hug a tree. Like I'm a hippie, like through and through. I need to ground myself and I need to give myself time to be creative and time to have that white space in my life so I can have the creativity for my clients, right?
Definitely.
So I definitely watch my energy. And like, for example, Mondays are my easy days where I'm not scheduling any calls. I am like taking care of myself. So maybe I would schedule an appointment to see my acupuncturist or chiropractor or something like that. And I'm having like the bird's eye view day, setting myself up for the week. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, I do take calls on those days, but different things are happening. And then Fridays, I don't take calls. And usually I don't work on Fridays, but there's always like a little something, a little email that I have to get back or like say a page on a website that I have to look at or like Friday mornings are like, okay, loose ends, like it's going to take me 5 minutes to do this. And then I take the rest of the day off and Saturday and Sunday. If I feel like working, if like the kids are fine on the weekend and they have had enough of me at homeschool, then I'll come in and I'll do something, check an email. But, you know, I try really hard to protect my energy because I can easily just work and never stop because I love what I do. But yeah, I do protect my energy in that realm. My goal is to have a day where I'm doing those discovery calls on just one day because I'm an ambivert who probably leans more on the introvert side. So I have to recuperate my energy. I need like downtime, my quiet time, you know? So yeah, my goal is to like schedule like those discovery calls on like just one day of the week so I can pour into my clients, my paying clients. And now the problem that I'm having, it's because I had a really good routine going at the gym. I was going to CrossFit every Tuesday and Thursday. And I'm like, okay, it's from 9 to 10. So it's kind of like in the middle of my day. It's kind of annoying. So I'm like, I'm going to have to rework my schedule and go in the afternoon. And that's like creating a little bit of anxiety because I like my routines. And like, I just need some help with that, like structuring that too.
I love CrossFit. So.
Oh, it's so funny. I fought it for so long. I was like, I'm not doing CrossFit. It's so, I'm like, it's not for me. And now I'm like, I'm into this.
You love it. I think it was the strongest I've ever been when I did CrossFit, but I just did it slowly. I didn't like try to.
Oh yeah. That's me. Yeah. Crazy. Right. That's me. That's what I'm doing there now. It's just fun. Right. It's just my time again. So yeah, I'm a creature of habit. So for me to, I mean, I love optimizing things, which is why I'm so excited to talk to you today. I love to optimize and I love that you can like hear what I'm telling you right now and see some blind spots that I'm not seeing. You can point them out to me. But yeah, like I'm already like a little bit stressed out that I'm going to have to move my CrossFit workouts because then the coach that I really like, she's not teaching on those days. And then the days that she does teach, I have to take my kids to jujitsu in the afternoon. So I'm going to have to be flexible and go with another coach and like all these things, which at the end of the day, we all survive, but it's like, you know.
Does she teach earlier classes or is it just that one time?
She teaches the morning classes like 9 to 10 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And she also teaches Monday afternoons. But yeah, I can go because I take my kids to jujitsu during that class.
Right.
And then there's also a class on Wednesday, but my kids also go to jujitsu on Wednesday. So to give you like another layer of the onion. So I work from home. My husband, he is the stay-at-home dad. So he's doing what us moms would be doing. So he's doing the homeschooling. He's taking care of the kids, all of the things. Usually, I take the kids to jujitsu Monday, Wednesday and Friday to give him time off, because I remember what it was like to stay home and go crazy with two littles, you know? So now it's, I'm also setting the space of, okay, I want to give my husband a break so he doesn't go insane. But also if I'm going to go to CrossFit like Monday and Wednesday, for example, then I'm taking away from his time. So there's also that. And he's super flexible. He's like, no, don't worry about it. It'll all be okay. But I still feel bad because I'm taking away from his me time, the little bit of me time he has, you know?
Right. So what does your day look like typically? Like, when do you typically start? Kind of what's your morning routine to like start going?
Yeah. So I wake up, depending on the phase of my period, I wake up at like 5:30 in the morning. I'm waking up. But most times I'm like waking up at like 7. And then if I'm waking up early, I'm doing the same things as if I was waking up later. I'm waking up, I'm spending time with God. I do like a little EFT tapping, my journal, depending on how much time I have. The more time I have, the more things I do. But mornings are like my me time and I'm taking care of myself. And then we have breakfast and then we move super slow around here in the mornings. So usually by like 8:30, we're done with the morning routine, the breakfast and all that, cleaning up the kitchen. And then I come and I get ready for the day. I get dressed. And by 9 o'clock, I'm in here. I'm in the office and I'm working and that's it. I can go like nonstop until like 1 p.m. And that happens quite often. Sometimes I'll leave a little bit early and I'll have lunch like around noon or so. But my energy is pretty much done around like 2 o'clock. So after 2 o'clock, I'm not really working. I might be doing something that doesn't require a whole lot of brain power, like a lot of my creative energy. I'm not doing that after two. So that's in a nutshell what my day looks like. But remember, like up until now, I had CrossFit Tuesday and Thursday. Now that's going to change a little bit. I see my acupuncturist every single week. And sometimes I can't get an appointment with her Monday. So I have to see her during the week sometime, you know? So there are those little things here and there that happen throughout the week. My week is very fluid, you know, and I think also you're an entrepreneur and the whole beauty about being an entrepreneur is that you get to have the flexibility, right? And nothing is like set in stone and we don't move away from that. So,
right. So yeah, I love that you're using Monday as like a self-care kind of set up the weekday. That is great. And Friday, as everything should be wrapped up by Friday. So if you, as you said, if you have any loose ends or anything else that you're like finishing off. So your good time is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Mm-hmm. And you have that block in the morning of doing CrossFit, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Do you think you could start earlier on some of those days and get in like a good hour of work or something before you go to CrossFit? Or is that?
Yeah. So like the whole CrossFit thing is going to change. This is the first week. Up until last week, I was going from 9 to 10. And then by the time I came home and I took a shower and I did all the things, it was like 11. It was like, it's not working. So then I'm changing all of that around and I'm going to start going in the afternoon. I'm not sure when. Sometime in one of their 4:30 classes, I'm going to go. I just don't have that in my schedule yet. So I have to make that happen. And it just might be that I might have to go on Tuesday, Thursday still, but like in the afternoon, I'm just not with my coach and life goes on, right? As far as getting up early in the morning, I'm kind of weird about that. Like I really try to like not look at my phone and my computer before 9 because my mind starts racing. And I start thinking and I start going and I get in my head and like, I'm like thinking about like all the things. And then I want to give my morning to my kids. We're not doing anything like special per se in the morning, but I don't want to be thinking about work before I have my time with my kids. So I like to reserve my time in the morning for that. The first half is me taking care of myself, whether it's meditating, journaling, tapping, whatever. And then my kids. And then we start work.
Have you ever thought about working out first thing in the morning and then
thinking too, like they have a class at 6 and I'm considering that. I thought about that this morning. I felt like it was a message from God, like just go early, like duh.
So I was opposed to working out early for a long time. And then a coach I really liked started teaching early. So I got in the habit of going early and I have to say, I love it. I'm not a morning person, but I go to a class at 6:15. And the nice thing about it is I don't have to talk to anybody. So I can just go and they're instructing, they're teaching. So I'm just going, having my own me time and it lets my brain wake up for the first hour. And then I just take one shower during the day. Like I get up, I go work out, I take a shower, and then I'm good for the day.
Yeah.
I don't have to try to figure out where to fit it in during my day, because sometimes that's really tricky. You want to fit it in after you drop the kids off at jujitsu, but then your day runs late and then you have to get home and get them dinner and then they're all crying and you don't end up doing me time.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. No, that's, I think that just confirmed, like, I should do it in the morning before everything and I'll get my day started early too, which is great.
Yeah.
And I make sure to get the workout in, right? Because at 4:30, you're like relying heavily on like willpower.
Right. I also, it helps to have, like, as you said, a class or something that you can't keep pushing 5 more minutes on your clock.
Right. Yeah.
You have to get there by this time or you're not going.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I like that. I can definitely make that happen and it'll free up a lot of, I can get very excited very easily about like the day to come, but that excitement can like turn into butterflies in my tummy and I'm like, I can't focus because I'm so excited. So I feel like working out in the morning will like help that energy, will help balance out that crazy energy that I have of like, let's do it, which again is another reason why it's hard for me to like start work in the morning, because if I start working, then I break to have breakfast and stay with the kids for a little bit and then come back, I don't think that would do well with me, you know, because my brain is already engaged in like, just conquer the world mode, you know. Great. So
you're already thinking about the 15,000 things you have to do. Yeah. You've already started opening emails from clients and thinking about how can I help them with this? I need to get it back to this. So it's hard to be fully engaged with your kiddos.
Yeah.
You're like half your brain's already gone thinking about work. And you're like, hi. And you're cereal.
Yes, exactly.
So I would say for you, the best thing would be just to switch up a couple of things of where you're working out early and then you come back, take your time, do tapping, take a minute. And then as your kids are waking up, know that that's going to be your time with them for breakfast. And pretty much your schedule will be able to stay the same, I think, just depending on how you work it. And then you can still start at around 9, but then you don't have to try to fit in that workout somewhere in the afternoon. So you have a good chunk of time of 9 to 2 or whatever time, and then you're taking them to jujitsu or you're taking a break in the afternoon. And I've found that it really helps to end at the same time every day and kind of start at the same time. So maybe if they start jujitsu at like 3, probably
4:45. So they have jujitsu at 4:45, and then on Monday they have like an extra gym class that they go to, and that one's at 3:45.
So if you're done at like 3 every day.
Yeah.
And you just mentally think, okay, I'm going to start at 9. I'm done at 3. So you have that mental stability. And then you can take a deep breath in the afternoon, journal, do some other stuff that maybe isn't as mentally consuming.
Yeah. Like my ideal day would always end up with me going for a walk at the park, or like I live across on the beach. I cross the street and I'm at the beach. And like, I never go except for weekends. And I'm like, this is like living in Florida. I should be going to the beach every day. So my ideal day would be like ending the day and going for a beach walk or a park walk or something. I just need to make that happen. So that's like the ultimate goal. And it's how I get grounded again. It's how I come back to myself and like release all the energy from the day and all the craziness.
Yeah. So do you like doing CrossFit every day or?
Oh, no, I'm still in the baby stage. I'm only going twice a week.
You're so cute. So maybe the days that you don't go to CrossFit, you go and take a walk on the beach.
Yeah.
In the morning and see the sunrise and be grounded and take a couple minutes, maybe do yoga. I don't know if you have a front porch or something, overlooking the beach in the morning and see the sunrise, but start your workout at the same time every day so that you're mentally waking up at the same time, and then slide in the CrossFit when you need it. And the other days just go take a nice walk on the beach.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I can make that happen. Like that doesn't feel like we're changing our lives around here. Like this feels easy.
Right. It's just a couple of things are moving. Not a huge deal.
Yeah. So I have a question for you. As far as batching days go, what's your advice there? Because I mean, in my head, I'm like, it makes sense. I can make this happen. But then like when I sit down, I'm like, how do I make this happen? I don't know, you know?
Right. So you have a good sense of like, you have people who are outsourcing to do the show notes. people who are doing these other pieces, is there a day where you could do, because you probably want to keep all your clients' stuff together for each client, right? Or else you're jumping from place to place. Yeah. So you want to be listening to like all of one client's episodes and doing all of their show notes and graphics for like that one client and then jumping to the next client.
Yeah.
Because that would definitely help with.
Yeah. I mean, I think actually just talking to you just gave me the idea that I don't have to do every single client. I don't have to listen to all 10 clients' podcasts. Even if I listen to them back to back, I don't have to do them all in a day. I can do like, say, every Monday, I can schedule all the podcasts out and I'll just listen to like that one client's episodes or maybe two, depending on the length. And I can schedule that out. And then the next Monday, it'll be the next set of clients. So I can cycle that out. So I'm like talking to you is giving me clarity on what to do.
Yeah, I would definitely badge them with the client. So all that client work with that one client.
Yeah.
So see if you can get as much things in, like if they're sending you 5 episodes, make sure that you have their 5 episodes, their 5 show notes and the graphics. Mm-hmm. And then just go through that one client, do everything for them, all the episodes, show notes, everything for that one client, and then switch to maybe another client. So maybe you do 2 clients on Tuesday, 2 on Wednesday, and 2 on Thursday.
Yeah.
So that way you're doing all that work for that one client and you're still in that mindset of what that podcast is about.
Yeah. So
then you're completely taking a mental break to the next client and you're not using that mental energy to jump back and forth.
Yeah. No, I like that. That makes sense.
Yeah, I think that might help.
Yeah. Just talking to you is so like clarifying, so helpful.
Oh, you're so sweet. Okay. So if you did, I don't know how long each client would take you to do that whole block. Sometimes you might have more to do for one client than another.
Yeah. It might end up being like a few hours block because usually my clients are around no more than 30 minutes, but like, let's go on the higher end. Let's do 30 minutes. So I have to listen to the episode and I usually listen on 2X. So that's 15 minutes, but then I need the extra time to like really absorb and look at the show notes and optimize it. Make sure that the copy is really nice and beautiful and make sure that the keywords are there. So I would say to do 4 episodes would be probably 30 minutes per episode for me because that's I'm listening on 2X. So right, then so if maybe I'm doing
2 hours for each client.
Yeah. That sounds about right. Give or take about 2 hours.
Right.
And the cool thing is that, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, if I'm like doing this, it's not like I'm going to do this every single week for every client because they're going to be batched out for the month. So that even helps me batch my month, not just my weeks, but also my month. So.
Right. Because you could say, okay, I'm going to get client 1 and 2 done on Tuesday, 3 and 4 Wednesday, Thursday, I'm going to do 5 and 6. And then that next week, I won't have quite as much because I've just loaded up my last two weeks. So maybe these next 2 weeks, you put a block in on Tuesday, and you're still working with client number one, but your second block, you're doing creative work for yourself, projects you need to do, how you need to market yourself. So you can take a look at your whole month once you block out what those hours are on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then block out the week that you're kind of, maybe you do 3 weeks out of the month, you have this schedule. And then that last week, you have no client work and it's all mapping out what you're going to do for the next month or something.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that gives me clarity. That I like that. I see the vision now.
So yeah, I'd say you could either pull one of those blocks for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, every month, be like, okay.
Yeah. And honestly, because I'm not talking to anybody, I'm even open to doing those on Monday, depending on my scheduling, because I'm not like talking to anybody. I'm just like taking information in. Mondays, I just don't want to talk to people. Mondays are my days, you know, like those are my appointment days, but also I don't mind doing a little bit of work. And that's not going to be like, that's not like too taxing.
Great. So maybe Monday or Friday even. Friday might be a good day because I find that you've thought about things all throughout the whole week and you get to your Friday and then you're like, you have a bunch of ideas or things you want to kind of implement. So just depending on you and where you feel the most energy, the most mental energy, whether you're fresh on Monday and you're like ready to plan stuff out for the month, or whether you're more engaged on Friday.
Yeah. No, I know myself. It'll be a Monday kind of for sure. Yeah. This will be a Monday project.
There you go. So yeah. So we've kind of talked about working out early so you don't have to schedule that in. Having your day still start at 9 and then end by 3 every day.
Yeah. I love that. And honestly, if I'm going to go to CrossFit early, our days are just going to naturally, because then like even when I wake up early, let's say if I wake up at 5, I'm in my room, like it's chilling. I'm not like doing anything crazy. So our days, like they continue to have a slow start, and it's a slow start, and it works for us as a family. But if I'm going to physically get up and go to CrossFit, I'm going to come back starving, you know? So like our day is naturally going to start earlier. So I might end up getting like an extra half an hour.
Yeah. And then or maybe you do an extra half an hour of devotional time or journaling mm-hmm. time because your morning schedule just moved up a little bit. Yeah. And you can still start at 9, but just have more of your morning routine.
Yeah, that's good too. Yeah. I like that. So helpful.
Yeah. I'm super curious now if once you kind of change up a couple of these things, if that helps. And if
I definitely think so, because like I said, this month when I had like my God day and I was like, okay, what is the vision for this month? It was clear that it was like simplified to amplify because the company is growing, right? And for me to give to my clients the capacity that I want to give, I really have to protect my energy for my clients. So I really can't be doing a little thing here and a little thing there. Like it really needs to be like super intentional, because my clients, like they're paying me and I'm part of their businesses and I'm part of the vision. So I really cannot let them down. So yeah, this really helps me like see the vision and the whole simplify to amplify, like keep things simple and like streamlined.
And then you probably want one day out of the month where you'll do a meeting and maybe 1 or 2 days where you're going to do that meeting with your client.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's week one, you're doing what we mentioned before, like you're doing 2 clients every day or Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then the next week, in place of where you would be working on their episodes, you're doing a meeting with them.
Yeah.
And so you can fit that in there, but you would be doing all meetings so that you're still in that same headspace of like, I've just met with this client. We've talked through all this thing that you want to do for this month. And then you close that book and like the next one, you're okay. We're still talking all about meetings. You still are in that same mindset. So you don't have to shift as much energy wise.
Yeah. That'll be helpful too, because I'll be fresh coming out fresh of like batching a month of their episodes. So like all their episodes are going to be fresh in my mind and I can give them notes if there's something. Yeah. That makes total sense.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
It's awesome.
Okay.
So were there other things that kind of come to mind that you want to talk through or might be kind of stumbling blocks that you need a little bit of help on?
I'm sure after we ended this call, there'll be a billion. I mean, I would say like in general, I feel like I'm very good about like self-care and scheduling my days and things like that. But I want to make a point to have like date night with my husband like once a week and making sure that those things are happening. We live in North Florida. There's like no family near us. We don't have a babysitter. We had a babysitter, but she moved to Texas. So like it's him and I. So like all these things are happening. Like, okay, we put the kids to bed and then we have a date night, which would be like watching a movie or something. So like how to make sure that those things happen, right? Because what happens is sometimes we have the best of intentions, but then say bedtime was rough. Kids are like fighting us, like, cat trying to take a bath, you know, then like how do we keep up the energy? Because we just kind of look at each other as like, okay, peace out. I'm going to sleep. I can't, like, I just need to decompress. So what is your recommendation there?
Well, so I have 3 kiddos. They are 8, 10, and 12. And I completely agree that it's difficult. Our saving grace, what we did, we found a babysitter and we've had several babysitters, but we found her through our church or you can find her through friends, recommendations. And we have her come every Tuesday at 6:30. And so she's just on every Tuesday. She comes at 6:30. And so we either go to our Bible study or we go out on a date. If our Bible study gets canceled, we go on a date. And so it's so much easier because you don't have to plan them. They're already, it's a set thing. She just comes. And even if you feel exhausted that day and you're kind of like, oh gosh, okay, we're going to go on a date and I don't know if I have enough energy, you know that she's coming. So you get things ready and you leave. Once you leave, you feel so much better.
Yeah, that's
true. And you're going to take some time. But if you don't have somebody scheduled, you won't leave.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because that's what happens now. Like, we're not planning to leave because, I mean, it's like, we can't leave the kids alone, right? But yeah, we're just like, there's no energy for you tonight. I'm sorry.
So the other thing we have done is we had someone come every other Saturday. And so it was just two Saturdays a month. They came at a specific time. I can't remember if it was 6:30 or 7. And so they would come every other Saturday. And we knew that's our date night.
Yeah, I like that. No, yeah, and it's like, okay, it's happening, right? Because it's somebody else.
So cute. You have the cutest little kids, 4 and 6. Those are the best ages.
Yeah. I feel like I'm out of the thickness of toddlerhood and everything at the tantrum. So I can talk now, talk to them.
A little bit of reasoning. Not a
yes, very little, but it's better than what I got before, which was nothing.
Right. So yes, we've found that the more you just set it up as a thing, figure out your schedule of what night, what day, and just twice a week, set it, forget it, and just put it on your calendar, and then it'll help. You'll do it.
Yeah. No, I like that. I would just have to find a babysitter. But it's on my to-do list, so it's happening.
There you go. Friends are a great source, or neighbors that are.
Our thing is that we move quite a bit. So like, for instance, in 2021, we moved 11 times. 4 times were international. So we don't really have roots because we're always moving. So yeah, that's a very long-winded too. We have no friends.
Our family lives far away, so we understand. Yeah. We found that through our church is a really good way of finding people that we know are going to be good friends or good connections. So if you find somebody like through a church, it's always, we found that that's a good way.
Yeah, exactly. And then you already have they're from church. So they have it's not like some random person you've never seen before. So,
right. So sometimes it could be the people who help out at Sunday school, our high school kids or something in there. Mm-hmm. Your kid gets along with them and then you're able to connect.
Great.
All right.
It's like super helpful. Like it helped me to like see the vision, because before I was like super overwhelmed, like how I'm going to make this happen. The ultimate goal was batching days, but like not knowing the vision, like the steps to get there. It was just like, I don't know, just talking to another human and to like show you the way, that just makes it so much easier, you know?
It does. It does.
Well, thank you. This is like super helpful. I'm super grateful. Thank you so much for taking the time.
You're welcome. I'm super excited. And I'd love to meet with you again if you want to do like a follow-up and tell me how it works and how your new schedule works. Maybe try it for a couple of weeks and then we can connect.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah.
Put in these actions that we've talked about of working out early, time blocking your clients. We've kind of mapped out what your days and your month looked like. Yeah, I think you would just love the fact of getting up early and going for a walk on the beach in the morning and seeing the sunrise and just taking a deep breath, but still starting everything at 9.
Yeah. No, I like that. No, that's like you just made it like so simple, you know, like I was just sitting here overwhelmed and like writing notes and like before our meeting, like, what do we do? But like now this is like, okay, these are the steps and like, it's really not that complicated.
Well, awesome. I'm so excited I can help you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Did this podcast bless you?
Did you learn something new?
Did this podcast encourage you?
please leave our mom a review. Pretty please.
I hope you loved today's episode, friend. I pray it blessed you, encouraged you, or challenged you in some new way that is helping you. If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with someone else that needs community too? I also would love if you could take 30 seconds for me and leave me a review on Apple Podcast. This is the only way that I know that you are actually enjoying the show and that it is blessing you. Plus, it makes me happy to hear from you. Come on over to our free community, birdmichelle.com, and grab your free gifts. I have free productivity programs and everything you need to know about working with me, taking my courses, or connecting. Lastly, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss an episode.